With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Windsor's mayor plans to introduce a notice of motion at today's city council meeting calling on the federal government to reach an agreement with Stellantis on the NextStar battery plant. A petition launched by Drew Dilkins last Friday is part of that motion. Stellantis and the feds are still at an impasse. Stellantis wants the same supports that we get under the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. The feds say they're committed, but there's still no agreement. Dilkins fears the company will move the module plant to Michigan. The facility, including the battery plant, would create 3,000 new jobs for the city. A number of flag raisings this morning in honor of National Accessibility Week, which started yesterday. It goes until Friday. Flags were hoisted at the Essex Civic Center and at town halls across the region. A big funding announcement, too. Windsor-Tecumseh MP Eric Kuzmierczuk says his government will fund 10 local projects to improve accessibility. How much money? Well, almost $1.9 million. It'll buy things like chairlifts, accessible washrooms, and ramps at places like local churches, childcare centers, and at the University of Windsor. He also touted his government's new Canada Disability Benefit, which will provide thousands of Canadians with disabilities with financial security. It's on its way through the Senate now after it passed in February. It's Art in the Park this weekend. Organizers hope to build on last year's record attendance with more vendors than ever. 250 have registered, along with 20 food vendors. The event is Saturday and Sunday in Windsor's Willistead Park, and there is a shuttle service so you don't have to drive all over Walkerville to find a parking space. 40,000 people came out last year, and funds raised support restoration of Willistead Park and the Rotary Club as it funds local and global projects. And more than 14,000 people in the Halifax area have been told to leave their homes because of a forest fire raging nearby. At least 10 buildings have been destroyed. Firefighters were called to a suburb yesterday afternoon. Global News says there's no estimate how big the fire is, but so far nobody has been hurt and nobody is missing. It's Game 6 tonight for the Golden Knights and the Stars in the NHL. Vegas is up 3-2, so they could eliminate the Stars and play the Panthers for the Stanley Cup. It's Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Final, and that's the Heat and the Celtics. The winner there will play the Nuggets for the NBA Championship. And in baseball, the Tigers host the Rangers. Well, lots of sunshine, hot today with a high of 29 on the way. Tonight will be clear, 14 degrees overnight, sunny, 30 tomorrow or 22 near Lake Erie, and sunny the rest of the week with highs between 29 and 31. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.